The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can I introduce to you a duck by the name of Ripper?
Ripper the duck?
Yeah.
Ripper, all right.
Ripper the duck is getting a lot of attention because Ripper the duck has learned how to swear like a human.
Oh,
now,
no.
Yeah. Now, I am going to play for you some audio. Don't worry. It doesn't have to be censored because the duck's just saying, you bloody fool. Okay?
Okay.
But this duck named Ripper has had an owner in Australia, and they believe Ripper picked the phrase up from its handler.
Well, yeah, the duck wasn't born knowing that language.
No. So tell me if you can hear it, because I guess I can hear it, but, you know, maybe it's a stretch. So see if you can hear the phrase, you bloody fool. And again, this is a duck by the name of Ripper.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But, you know, they're saying the duck wouldn't even come close to saying you bloody fool had it not heard it thousands of times from its handler. So,
okay,
that's a little insight into maybe this form of duck that is there in Australia that they can actually...
Smarter than the average bird?
Exactly. They can learn, yeah. And they can learn English.
So is that the only phrase Ripper has in his repertoire?
That's a good point, because every article I clicked on, and I clicked on a couple, said, you know, it's a swearing duck, but the only phrase I heard it or it that was written was you bloody fool. Now, we're not British, so
we're not, but I think isn't bloody like a little bit on the swear
on
side?
On the sweary side, in yeah, if you're from Britain, yeah. I feel like, you know, you bloody is, you know, kind of like
sweary.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a little sweary. Maybe not like granddaddy F-word sweary, but, you know,
okay.
Maybe it's on the sweary side. So, anyways.
So we need some of our British-speaking friends to really, you know, set us straight on this.
Well, Kelly, typically we turn to you because you're the British.
Right, yes, but I'm not, I wouldn't call myself expert level.
Mm, okay.
I'm more of a novice.
All right. So, anyways, let's Ripper, the swearing Australian musk duck. Start your morning off right by getting you up and going by saying... All right, Kelly K, what do you got?
So this happened yesterday, a ribbon cutting, at Kentucky's first licensed barbershop in a school.
Oh, wow.
Cuts for Kids is at Newburgh Middle School, and it's a full-service salon in Jefferson County Public Schools that will give free haircuts to students in hopes of building confidence and pride, and they opened yesterday.
Are students the barbers?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So it's sponsored by the Joe Tell Foundation, who played for the LA Angels, graduated from Ballard High School in 2017.
Oh, okay.
His mom, Nicole, is principal at Newburgh Middle School. They had a ribbon cutting yesterday morning, so now it's official.
Look at that.
It's pretty cute, too. Yeah, DRB had the story. We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's cool. I like that. That's a innovative way to, you know, add a barbershop into a school and all that fun stuff. That is cool.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're not letting kids be the barbers. I'm fairly confident they're getting actual barbers.
I hear you. Kelly, I think just because we've talked about this before, I know that I don't think you do either. Sleep in the nude, right?
No.
So now, I guess, if you do, there's a doctor that's kind of gotten some attention on TikTok that's saying, listen, you're disgusting.
And, oh, really?
And here's why.
This is why you should never sleep in the nude. The average person passes gas 15 to 25 times a day. And this can happen while you're sleeping. And a scientific study proved that every time you pass gas, you are spraying a tiny amount of fecal material.
Oh, oh, no. Oh gosh.
Oh, wait a second. Okay. I wasn't prepared for this level of science.
And that same study showed that your tidy whities will catch all of these particles. So for the sake of your bed partner, please sleep with your underwear on.
All right. So that's, I don't know if you are a naked sleeper within the sound of my voice, but, or if you even care, but I'm not going to say I've never done it, but I don't typically sleep in the nude, and that's maybe one of the reasons why you shouldn't.
This is also maybe a campaign to get a king-size bed. Just to stay a little, just give a little space.
Be like, honey, listen.
For anything that happens like that in the middle of the night.
I got to air my boys out, and so we're going to need a king-size bed in order in order to keep you away from all my business happening.
He wasn't talking about your boys. He was talking about things. Didn't you hear him? I'm not saying it again.
Yeah, no, I heard, but I'm like, you know, if you're talking to your partner, maybe you don't go immediately to, you know, farting in the sleep.
You just did on the radio. Mr. Doctor just put it all out there.
Okay.
So, you know what? All you have to do is just play him this little segment. Hey, science from the Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go.
Look what I learned.
Yeah, see, you come for the laughter and the music, and you stay for the science, you know?
That's right.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Did I read that Britney Spears may be ending her conservatorship? Looks like it. Apparently, there was a motion filed by her dad, Jamie, who had the conservatorship and the reins on her estate and personal life for more than 13 years. So it says that, you know, she's entitled to have now the court decide whether the conservatorship is no longer required, and saying that, you know, her circumstances may have changed to such an extent that grounds for establishment of a conservatorship may no longer exist. So
yeah,
the whole Free Britney movement may be coming to an end after 13 years.
I can't believe it. I'm sure that she's super excited. Now, of course, you know, dad is just trying to play, I think, the good guy and saying, well, let's let the judge decide.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, well, and remember, they've left it up to a judge in the past, and the judge has still ruled that Jamie Spears keep a hold of her conservatorship, you know?
Yeah, so that's why there's still a chance that
it may
stay in place in some form. Now, whether Jamie's the one to be in charge,
right. That
could change if it does, if some form of it stays in place. But we'll keep you posted, as we always do.
Yeah. So it may be nearing the end of her conservatorship. And, you know, we'll have to see then what happens here in the next several weeks. All right, coming up next, setting the bar story. Straight out of Florida.
You know, it's been a while, I think, since we've taken a trip there, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, I mean, this one kind of has some of the elements that you'd expect. It has some nudity. It has...
nakedness!
That's right. Kelly, if I say set in the bar, what does that mean?
It's a don't do that. This is a low hurdle. We're pretty confident you can jump over and still have a successful day.
It's always nice when we can feature the state of Florida on the show, you know, because weird, crazy things seem to happen in that state quite often. So
it's also lovely. Love the beaches.
If you can manage to make it through the day without driving your golf cart naked through a police standoff, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Well, that is an interesting distraction move.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to Jessica. So police were in the middle of dealing with an armed standoff when 28-year-old Jessica drove right through the middle of everything in a golf cart.
Oh, wow. Was she originally a part of the standoff?
It was a total coincidence.
Really?
She had nothing to do with the standoff.
This wasn't even a distraction tactic.
No, had no reason to be there. The cops initially tried to shoo her away, like, hey, you're naked and you're not supposed to be here. Get. But she refused and continued to joyride naked around the area.
Oh, wow. So I am assuming there were things that were influencing her decisions in her system.
Yeah, Jessica was arrested. And and so was the guy in the standoff. So.
Oh, wow. That's a 2-for-1. They didn't even mean to knock both those out at the same time, but they did.
Yep. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your golf cart naked through a police standoff, you're doing okay.
Typically, it is a no-no to drive anything naked in public, right?
I think there are some laws about that.
I think so.
Yeah. So, there you go. Florida, making the show. Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
Kimberly Wybanga, she lives in Colorado, and she just shared on YouTube what she's been up to as a way to sort of brighten her friends' spirits during all the crazy mess we've been going through. She's kind of hoping to inspire others to do the same. So she bought 10 small jars, wrote out compliments for 10 friends that she thought could use a little dose of happiness.
Gotcha.
But she loved doing it so much that she bought 20 more jars, kept going, and then another 20. So in all, she had 50 jars, had written 1,750 compliments.
Oh, wow.
And she wanted to stay anonymous. She signed them all a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So she mailed some, and she had to get creative for the ones that she hand-delivered. So she, like, wore disguises so that, like, Ring cameras wouldn't pick her up, around corners, down the street. Despite her efforts, most of her recipients figured out it was her. They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
One of her friends said, sometimes the universe knows exactly what you need. This touched me to the core. The thoughtfulness that went into this is amazing.
Aww.
And she don't, you know, everybody loves compliments. Right. And that's kind of what gave her the original idea. And so compliment jars. I think that's a great idea. Anonymous compliment jars. We'll tweet out the story so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Every week, right about this time, Kelly and I scour the internet and we try to find those instances where, you know what, love just didn't work out the first time around.
No, maybe you just weren't in the right space to be able to exchange names and numbers. And then how else are you going to spend eternity together?
Right. So we do a little digging and scouring and we bring them to you.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
All right. This one's titled McHottie in the Rough.
Oh, okay.
Man for woman. You, dark hair, green scarf, sitting in a booth all by yourself reading a book. I think it was Hunger Games. I also noticed you eating your fries with a fork. So I knew you were classy.
Yes, sophisticated.
Like that mom from the Kardashians. There's a lot of moms now in the Kardashians, so I don't know exactly which one he's talking about.
I think they mean like Kris Jenner, but now we're starting to go downhill, I think.
At one point, I tried to get your attention by seductively walking by you to get more ice several times.
Is that your seductive walk?
That's my sachet. But you never even gave me a glance.
Uh-oh.
I even said out loud, wow, the ice is ginormous.
Uh-oh.
Did this come from a glacier? But nothing.
Okay.
I finally left, but I did attempt to leave you a secret message. You see, I rearranged my leftover fries to spell out my phone number on my table. I'm guessing you wrote it down on your way out, but are too shy to call.
Yeah, no.
Don't be shy. I only buy burgers, not dates. Wink.
Wink, wink. Wait a second. Did we just accuse her maybe of being a lady of the evening?
I don't know.
Okay.
But there was a lot of weirdness happening there.
I don't think that he's going to get a call, despite his creativity and leaving his digits.
It's Craigslist.
This one's woman for man.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, Hey Neighbor, I Saw Everything.
Oh.
Yeah, here we go. I walk my dog, Boomer, by your first floor apartment every night around 8 p.m. The last few times, the curtains to your bedroom were open, and I could see everything.
Okay.
Smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
And by everything, I mean your black socks and nothing else.
Hey there. Hey there.
Was that on purpose or just a happy coincidence?
Ooh.
I promise I'm not a creeper or a peeping Pauline or a creeping Kathy.
Okay.
I'm just a normal gal with a fantastic butt.
Okay.
All right. So if you're doing this intentionally and want some company, let me know. Tomorrow night at 8. Flash your lights on and off as a signal to know it's okay for me to climb through your open window.
Or she could just knock on his door.
Knock on the door. No, but that's not as dangerous. It feels
okay.
More dangerous
sure.
To walk
All right.
through the window.
All right.
Actually, if you have your lights on, I just might do it anyway.
Okay.
Thank you for making my routine dog walking experience an enjoyable one. Smiley face, winky face, woof. I think Boomer approves.
Boomer. Down, boy. Down.
Come on, mommy. Woof.
All right. Well, hopefully these people, the McHottie and the dog walking person, find love.
Well, I'm kind of hoping she doesn't break and enter. That's kind of what I'm hoping. It sounds like she might.
And there's that. This has been
Craigslist Missed Connection.
You know, love, we like to always highlight here on the show. And, you know, it can also happen in the animal kingdom. And, I mean, if you've heard the show over the past several years, you know that we have an arsenal of animal mating noises at the drop of a hat. However, we're not crude. We're not going there. Okay?
No, yes, no. Technically, I don't know if it's possible to get the sound that could occur when octopus love happens.
Yeah, so when we found this article, we thought, wow, okay, this is interesting. And let's be thankful that, you know, we are not the octopus species because of how dating in the octopus world is a bit different than in human world.
Well, it's kind of dangerous for the males. Let's just be honest. Like, it's real dicey for the males.
Yeah, so I guess there were some researchers that were studying octopuses. It's octopuses, right?
I think so.
Yeah, let's
is
not.
Is it octopi?
Yeah, I just be careful with how you say that because
yeah.
I feel like we've had this discussion before, right? So, yeah, researchers, they were studying these, you know, dating couples, I guess, and they realize, you know what? When the female's not in the mood, I don't know if she's not in the mood all the time or if maybe she's just, that's part of the courting process, but she finds things like rocks and throws them at the male.
Yeah, it's just, this is kind of savage. Like, they started the research in 2015 and then they caught up with them again. Like, let's just check back in with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the same female octopus, apparently, was throwing stuff at this poor dude. I'll just call him a dude.
Yeah.
He was trying to make his... And she hit him, like, 5 times. I think he managed to evade it, like, half the time. And then he got knocked upside the noggin several times.
Kelly, tell me if I'm imagining this, but I feel like I've learned... over the years when we've studied octopuses in the past that they can detach their little buddy and leave it with the female. Will you Google that for me real quick?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I don't, I just want to make
exactly
sure.
Exactly, do I word that?
Well,
like, okay, can an octopus.
I don't know, leave its.
Remove.
Yeah, because I think that is the case. With octopus, because, you know, maybe the female is so like, no, get away from me, you disgusting thing. And so the guy's like, well, here, let me just leave this for you. Am I right?
You're right.
I told you.
It's like there's a little.
I told you.
It is possible. Octopuses have detachable things.
Wieners.
Oh, oh God. And listen, so apparently, okay, so when removed from the male's body, this appendage continues to swim toward the female.
Absolutely.
Attaches to her mantle.
Yes.
Which is a structure behind her head where you can find the organs and can be stored in her mantle cavity. Oh, my God.
Is that a...
He just throws it at her and says, here, take it?
Right, right. So is that a pickup line for humans where it's like, hey, do you mind if I store something in your mantle?
My appendage in your mantle?
Is that
I don't know if we try that, but I think it's kind of hilarious that she throws stuff at him and he's like, well, fine, I'm going to throw this at you.
That's right. That's right. So
have your way with it. Does he get it back?
Like I said, I reckon no. He's probably not getting it back. And yes, Ryan, who texts us and said, y'all's Google search history must be a field day for Big Brother. Yeah, you know, I've always said if we ever leave this station, there are going to be some words about what has been searched on these computers. So anyways.
Oh, we just try to keep HR away from all the computers at all times.
Yeah. So anyways, when we find this scientific information, we want to... pass it along to you because you know that our show is much more about learning and about furthering education, right?
Like, how far away does he have to be to, like, hit the target?
I bet some have better aim than others, you know, right? All right, it's 99.7 DJX. You know, it's funny because someone on Reddit asked people to name things that used to be great but stink now. And so it's kind of like one of those back in my day threads, which I feel like your grandparents can probably get away with because, you know, it's like, oh, well, back in my day, we didn't have the internet. We had to look things up in a book and check it out at the library. And, you know, it wasn't just at my fingertips and all this stuff. Right. But what was interesting about this thread is a lot of modern day stuff made this list. So people in their mid to late 20s are like, you know what? Back in my day. And it's pretty funny to see, like, back in my day, dating sites were better. Because now I'm not on a dating site. That'd be a little bit awkward because, you know, I've got a wife and,
that would be awkward.
Right.
I was on eHarmony for like a hot second a long time ago.
So
that was it.
You could probably understand this because now most of the dating sites have moved to a swipe right model, kind of like Tinder, right? And they're more focused on the picture than the person, right? So unless you're gorgeous, you know, you're not getting swiped right on as often as you could.
Okay. So yes, you know what? Well, that's why places like eHarmony was better. You had to go through this whole big intensive like personality thing. And that was more personality driven.
Yeah. So back in my day, YouTube was better.
Oh,
because
how so?
Well, we think about YouTube and YouTube, you know, has been around for now quite a while, a little over 10 years, right? Everything has ads right now, and some even play right in the middle of videos. And I know, like, my daughter will watch Mr. Beast, and right before something is getting ready to happen, it'll cut to an ad. And I'm like, those wily suckers. They put the ad right before the payoff, and then...
My kids love him, too. But, you know, Dude Perfect has figured out a way to kind of make them funny, because they kind of do their own ads with their sponsors in the middle, and it's still kind of entertaining.
Online recipes. Back in my day, those were better because literally you just looked up the recipe and you got the recipe. But now, I mean, the meme is it's food bloggers. They'll tell you their life story and then they'll finally, in the very, very last part of the article, give you the recipe. And you're like, I didn't need to know that you went to your grandma's house and you remember Christmas there and all of a sudden...
Here's the genesis of this recipe.
Right, exactly. This long story to actually find out what the actual recipe was. So
yeah, you know, we don't need backstory. Just give us a recipe.
Yeah,
tell us what we need.
Back in my day, online recipes were better. Check this. Back in my day, thrift stores were better. They got a little too trendy, apparently. Everyone's picked through and they're a little
too
overpriced.
Too trendy?
I will say, though, like Goodwill, I still frequent Goodwill with my daughters. They love it. So, by the way,
I was going to say, I feel like they have better stuff now, right?
Well, shameless plug, going to be out there tomorrow from 11 to 1. So, there you go.
Go thrifting with Ben.
right, exactly. The brand new Goodwill on Preston Highway down south of the Gene Snyder. Okay. Flying. Back in my day, flying was better.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So apparently seats are smaller, food is worse, fees are higher, passengers are more unpredictable. That's
well, yeah, I
the
mean,
reasons.
We're in unprecedented times.
Yeah.
So flying is really dicey right now.
And then finally, back in my day, Facebook was better. Facebook,
the facing book.
Yeah, so it used to be just about reconnecting with friends. Like, you know, you'd join your high school reunion page and you could catch up on the people you graduated high school with. Now it's just a bunch of your friends, kids, and people arguing about politics.
Yep, so, that's all it is.
Yeah, so Facebook used to be better back in my day. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I try to filter out all of the riffraff on my feed. So I'm just like, I'm just trying to see people's happy dog pictures, happy kid pictures, vacations. I see a lot of vacations on my feed now.
Yeah, so
jealous.
Back in my day, a little bit more modern than we may have thought, like your grandma or parents may have been thinking. So anyways, that Reddit thread, we'll post it up at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so Kelly, what is group therapy?
This is a safe place where you can come and discuss an issue you've been struggling with that maybe you can't necessarily talk to friends or family about, or you're looking for a more unbiased approach.
Yeah, all right. So, Kate, good morning.
Good morning. morning.
So, first of all, thank you so much for allowing us to call you. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Sure. Well, basically, I was sending a message in because I live in Indiana, mm-hmm. and really recently had a really wonderful friend of mine move in with me. And she's right now in between houses and just needed a place to stay for a few months before she moves into her new place.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Oh, thanks. Well, wasn't a big deal to me at first, but ever since she's moved in, she really wants to do everything with me. So we're eating together. We're watching TV. Mm-hmm. We started working out together, and weekend plans, she's making them with me. And when I make them, she's assuming she's included too. Weeknight plans are like that as well.
Wow, it's like your own little shadow.
Yeah. It's basically been, if you name it, she's doing it with me.
Uh-huh.
Wants to do it with me. And recently, I found myself just sneaking around just to get some alone time.
Oh.
And yeah. And I'm even doing this in my own house. So I'm slipping away and disappearing, and she doesn't always know where I am, and that's just so I can just take a breather.
Yeah. Are you a people person, or are you typically like you like your solitude?
No. I'm very much a people person. This is just making me realize how much I'm used to having time to myself, especially when I'm at home.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of stuck right now. I'm just not sure what I should do. That's why I was asking for some help. I mean, as much as I love being around people and as much as I love my friends, I need time to decompress. And sometimes, frankly, I just like doing things alone.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you like her, so it's not like you want to hurt her feelings, right?
No. I don't want to hurt her feelings at all, but I need time to myself, and okay. I'm just not sure how to tell her, how to show it, what to do.
Yeah. All right. I think what you're doing is great. I think that, you know, offering her a place to stay is awesome. You know, obviously, there may be some ground rules that need to be established, but we've got some people texting in, so if you want to hang out for a little bit, maybe we can help you out of this.
Absolutely. No, any help is appreciated. I really want to thank everybody in advance.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's just the matter of talking to the roommate, but it's sometimes it's hard to get past what you say.
Well, yes, and it's how you say it, too. Kim said, tell her in a kind way how you feel. You mm-hmm. offered your home to her. Maybe she's trying to show her appreciation, I guess, by trying to be your new bestie.
Right.
Kristen said, I think if you tell her those things in a gentle way, she'll understand. But I understand the hesitation because I think, you know, she's putting herself, you know, in the other person's shoes and how that would feel to hear from someone, hey, I don't want to spend so much time with you. I mean, any way you try to say that, it's still going to sting a little.
And who knows, maybe the friend is all like, whew, yeah, I thought I was obligated to do that because you just seem so lonely or something,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, could be, yeah.
But yeah, all right. We'd love to hear from you, 502-571-9970. That's what group therapy is all about. Group therapy, Kate has an issue with a roommate, and she's letting her stay at her place, but, you know, the roommate's all like, hey, bestie, let's do everything together. And Kate's all like, how do I tell her, like,
I need a little space.
I need just a little bit of space.
I need some me time. And a lot of people are saying, you know, if you're just honest, maybe she's doing that because she feels obligated because you're sharing your home. A lot of people mention that. Jesse said, speak up and say something to her. I'm glad you're here, but I need some time alone.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are suggesting, look, make it about you rather than her. Like, I just need to unwind. Nothing about you. It's me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's what Tiffany said. She texted in. I would tell the roommate, I had a long day today. I'm going to go do this by myself to decompress, make it less about the roommate being annoying and more about what she needs to relax.
Yeah, and like I said, maybe the roommate will be like, oh, okay, well,
okay, good.
I don't have to do this, okay, because I felt obligated to kind of do this because maybe she's never had a roommate before and doesn't know, like, okay, you have your life, I have my life, and, you know, maybe it's not like a marriage or something where you always have a date whenever you go somewhere, you know.
Now, I always assumed when I was a roommate, like, I didn't want to intrude too much. I didn't want to intrude too much on their life. So mm-hmm. I did try to kind of do my own thing unless I was invited. I kind of right. like let them give me the cues about how much they wanted to be around.
All right. So we're, I think, all saying the same thing. So we don't really have to go much further with this. But, you know, just go talk to the roommate, make it about you. And you can be nice about it. You can tell her that you can set some boundaries. It'll be good. You know, and
yeah, or just kind of, you know, just start like going and doing things, making plans for yourself and just like making it pretty clear. I'm going to go do this. You know, have a great day. You know, we'll check in later.
Right. Right. All right. If you want to comment, you always can at Ben and Kelly Show. So yesterday ran across this little 2-minute video and it took me back, and it's guaranteed going to take you back too, especially if you are a young kid in the mid to late 90s, or maybe you had kids in that time. And what I'm talking about is this show on Nick Jr. called Blue's Clues. Remember it? Yes, exactly. That was a little blue dog. And Steve Burns was the original host. He was there for about 100 episodes, about 6 years or so. But then, if you'll recall, and maybe you don't, but if you'll recall, he just kind of like passed the torch and went to college. And it was just kind of like one day he was like, okay, well, here's my brother. I'll see ya. And then that was it.
Bye, friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I'm bringing this up because this little 2-minute video popped up yesterday, and it's Nick Jr.'s 25th anniversary of Blue's Clues. And so they got Steve Burns to kind of come back and talk about that departure. And let me tell you, when I say it's going to make you feel some sort of way.
You remember how when we were younger, we used to run around and hang out with Blue and find clues and talk to Mr. Salt, freak out about the mail and do all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then one day I was like, oh, hey, guess what? Big news. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Yeah. And here's my brother.
And we didn't see each other for like a really long time. Can we just talk about that?
Oh, my gosh. Can we just talk about that? And his voice,
he
just takes you back.
Down. It's like, yes. Just like
because I realized that was kind of abrupt. I just kind of got up and went to college.
Yeah.
And then look at you, and look at all you have done and all you have accomplished in all that time. And it's just so amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It's because of all the clues that we did together and the reading of the mail and everything.
And the mail. And everything, yeah. And so, like, he comes back and delivers this 2-minute little speech and talks about the 25 years that have passed and what he's done and what you've done. And he's like, and you know what? I haven't stopped thinking about you. I've missed you.
Oh, God, we haven't stopped thinking about you either, Steve.
I didn't even know I needed this in my life, and I now do.
Now, listen, Nick Jr.'s been doing a slow drip of this stuff on us, like, the whole time. If you go on their feed, like, it started mm-hmm. with, like, Steve and Joe and Josh, like, all the three hosts, like, all kind of together, kind of passing the torch to each other. And then, like, they're all sitting down for Q&A. They're watching old episodes together. Like, mm-hmm. they've been doing this whole little, like, reunion thing on their Twitter feed, you know, kind of leading up to the latest with Steve giving us a little update some closure on when he left us.
Yeah, and when you see this video, it will just transport you back to a time, and it's going to make you feel some sort of way. We've posted it up at WDJX.com, but Yeah,
you can see all the little videos. Just take a trip down memory lane with Blue and Steve and Joe and Josh.
And then look at you. And look at all you have done.
Yeah.
And all you have accomplished
That's right.
in all that time.
Yeah.
And it's just so amazing. Right?
No, it is. Absolute legend right there. All right, setting the bar stories. We always give you setting the bar stories every single day. Kelly, what are those?
Well, it's just an example of what not to do. If you can avoid this situation, then you're making some pretty decent life choices.
Right. So if you are planning on committing a crime, this is maybe a notch of what not to do, okay? So setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting locked out of your own getaway car, you're doing okay.
Oh, that throws a wrench in the plan, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, three women in Illinois stole a bunch of clothes from a sporting goods store over the weekend. All right, here's the thing. Last one was a little slower. Maybe she was impeded because she had more clothes, or maybe she was just not as in good a shape as the other two. But the last one to the getaway car couldn't get in because the other two locked the doors on her.
Oh, dang. Maybe they were trying to make her take the fall for it all.
Yeah, well, it's, hey, we can't wait for you. We need to go, sort of thing. So the other two drove off without her. Cop chased down the one slower one. And someone got it all on video. And it's, so she got arrested. So
could we also say, like, hey, if you're committing a crime in a group, leave the slowest one behind to take the fall? Is that what we're saying? I don't know if we should say that either.
I don't know if we're saying that or not. Or maybe it's more like, let's not be the slowest one in your little group crime syndicate.
So train before you commit the crime?
Yes, make sure you're training so you're up on your wind sprints.
You can run fast while you're evading police.
Right. Oh my God. That was the issue.
What kind of life lessons are we pushing on this show? I don't know.
We have a lot of different life lessons this hour for sure. So
I think we should make a blanket statement, though, that, hey, don't commit the crime.
Sure.
Period.
Well, then
you
that.
Don't have to train. You know, that would appeal to me.
Okay.
I don't want to have to train to run away from, you know, authorities.
Or get better friends.
That too.
Yep. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting locked out of your own getaway car, you're doing okay.
Because you were too slow.
You're too slow. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you catch up on the podcast, you'll understand quickly when we say today was a learning show. WDJX.com, click listen.
Lots of learning.
Yeah, everything from octopuses and their mating habits.
And people requesting that they want a podcast so they can hear us talk and do the unedited version, maybe.
Yeah, so the FCC won't censor our speak.
Exactly. We do have to dance around certain things, but I think you get the point.
Yeah, for sure. Also, why you shouldn't sleep naked. We dove into that.
I wasn't prepared for that kind of science so early, sir.
Well,
it's jarring. I'll say that. It's jarring.
And if you do know, you know, look, I'm not judging you. I've done it. And it is what it is, right? But there's one doctor who's going a little crazy on TikTok saying why you shouldn't.
He's getting specific.
He is getting
And it's jarring.
Specific, yes. And our group therapy and misconnections all up there on the podcast. So you can check that out at your leisure. Up at WDJX.com. Click listen. And that'll do it for me. Anything else for you?
We got Wet Nose Wednesday going live on Facebook.
There you go.
Around noonish, around your lunchtime, we'll check in with Megan from Kentucky Humane Society. We always feature a star from the Kentucky Humane Society who's looking for a new home. So if you might be looking for a new fur baby, check it out.
Yep. Noon on Facebook at 997DJX. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 997DJX.